PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
The Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen. We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace. The chase is on.
Last, my moment of triumph has arrived. The one and only time in every 100 eons that Control Central is in exact alignment with all the cybersites. The one and only time that Motherboard is totally and completely defenseless. Prepare to release the cloud of engulfment!
Will do, boss. You're a genius.
Indeed. The key to being a genius is timing. Yes, timing is everything.
Oh no, boss? Oh no! The boss needs a recharge!
Uh-oh. I'll tell you what the problem is. Just when I'm in the middle of doing something dastardly, I run out of juice!
The trouble is, dude, your bed of transformers leaking fluid into the zapositometer, causing the gig adapter to overload.
Hmm. Exactly what I thought. Now fix it.
This rust bucket? No way, pal. You need to dump this recharger chair and get the latest model. The Recliner Rechargitron 27.0.
It's sleek. It's gorgeous. It's... 4,000 snowfools? That's outrageous! Can't you just update the old one?
Dude, I'm a mechanic, not a magician. Can't just wave a magic wand over it, you know?
Wand? Did you say magic wand?
I appreciate your staying here at Frog Snorts to help me tidy up, Sherry.
No problem, Professor Stumblesnort.
I hope it won't be too lonely for you with all the other young sorcerers gone on spring break.
Not at all. Digit and his Earth friends are coming to visit. Matthew is going to teach me some tricks with a yo-yo.
Yo-yo tricks? How delightful.
Matthew?
And so we're done. I'll be in my office if you need me.
What's this? Meet me at the end of Merlin's Maze right away. Matthew. How sweet. And such a surprise. I mustn't keep him waiting. However did Matthew find his way through this maze? He really is clever. Matthew? I'm here! Is that you?
Yes, it's me!
Hacker, where's Matthew?
Oh, yes, Matthew. I'm glad you liked the note. The heart was a nice touch, don't you think?
You wrote that note?
Sorry, no time to chat. Places to go. Havoc to wreak. That sort of thing. I'm afraid you'll have to stay here for a while. Can't have you ruining my brilliant plan, can I? Ta-ta-ta!
Let me out! Let me out! Wait, I'm a sorcerer in training. I'll simply use my magic wand and... Oh no! I left my wand in my room!
Huh? Oh, got it! Sleeping powder. You sure this is gonna work, Buzzy?
Maybe we ought to test it to be sure. You be Stumble Snore.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
It's time to do some magic spells, la la.
See, Dee Dee? I told you it would work. Uh-oh. He's sound asleep.
Bunnies.
Yikes! It's Stumble Snore.
La-dee-da.
Stumble Snore snoring. Delete. Wake up, Dee Dee. Wake up.
Professor.
The boss.
Perfect. He's sleeping like a baby. I can't believe it. Those two dunce buckets actually did something right. You don't mind if I take your wand, do you? I've got big plans for it. Sweet dreams, Professor.
Dee Dee, wake up!
Hey, Sherry, we're here! Sherry?
She's not here.
Hey, a note. Meet me at the end of Merlin's Maze right away. Matthew?
Whoa! Signed with a heart?
Hey, I didn't write this. I would never sign my name Matthew, and I definitely wouldn't draw a heart.
Then who wrote it? And why?
It says, meet me at Merlin's Maze. Maybe that's where Sherry is. Come on. Where's Merlin's Maze?
Tell you what, let me wiggle it. Just punch in Merlin's Maze and... Here we go! Directions to the maze and a map to guide us through it.
As soon as all the magic flows from the wand through the coils of enchantment and into glorious and gorgeous me, there'll be no more running out of juice. Even better, I'll have unlimited magical powers. Ooh, I can feel the magic in me already.
We've reached Merlin's maze. It says, go past Merlin and enter the maze.
Follow me.
Yikes! I hope these gargoyles aren't like the ones we ran into in Casablanca.
Just think about Sherry, not gargoyles, Didge. Okay, turn right to Gnome's Gate.
Got it!
Ow! Didge!
Didge, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine.
That's weird. According to the map, this doorway should be open.
Tell that to my beak.
Guys, I need some help.
Matthew! Is that you? I'm trapped at the end of the maze! Help!
Sherry, we're coming! Come on, let's move this thing!
It's too heavy! We can't lift it!
We're sunk!
Matthew! Hack is here! He's the one who trapped me!
Hacker must have written that fake note. But why?
Don't worry! We'll get you out!
Get Professor Stumble Snore! He'll help!
Didge, You get the professor. We'll keep trying to move this stone.
I'm on it.
What we need is a tow truck.
Or a whole lot more people.
Wait. On the farm, when my dad has to lift something really heavy, he jams a board under it and pries it up.
Great! All we need is a board.
What about this?
Shove it under the slab. Okay, now push down.
Whoops! Well, that didn't work.
I forgot. We need a rock or something under the board. So when we push down on this end, the other end will lift up and tip over the slab.
Hey, maybe we can use this.
Hey, guys, I think we just made a lever.
Lever?
Yeah, board plus fulcrum, well, that's the part the board tilts on, equals lever.
Huh, I never knew what that was called. Okay, guys, push down as hard as you can. One, two, three, push!
That didn't work either.
What if we stand on it? Maybe our weight will be enough for us to push it down and tip over the slab.
We're moving!
So is the slab!
Yeah, but not enough. Hey, when I move closer to the end, the board drops more. Move this way!
Way to the end worked. We went down and the slab went up.
All we needed was a lever with a fulcrum.
We're coming, Sherry.
Yeah.
All right.
Professor? Yikes! Wake up, Professor. We need your magic. Professor! Huh? What's this? Sleeping powder. No wonder. Maybe there's another potion here that'll wake him up. This guy looks awake. Rise and shine, Professor! What happened? No wonder. Sorry, Professor. Gee, I don't speak mouse. Buzz and delete! The hacker can't be too far away. Sorry for the inconvenience, Professor, but we've got a job to do.
Turn left at Bewitched Bend. Go through the next doorway.
Yikes! We're blocked again!
And with three slabs instead of one!
Ugh!
No way these are moving!
Hey, the lever worked before. Maybe it'll work here. Let's get it.
Yes, oh yes, let the magic flow. How shall I use my magic powers first?
Hi, boss.
Where have you two dunce buckets been? And why are you carrying delete?
He's sleeping.
What? I'm about to take over cyberspace, and he's sleeping? Put him down.
Whatever you say, boss.
Oops. Now look what you've done.
Sorry, boss. I'll get it.
You're about as useful as a couple of pipe coals. The magic is working. I don't even need a wand.
Hi, Buzzy. Edie, you're awake.
Don't just wobble there. Do something, you two dunce buckets.
Hey, we're us again.
Thanks, boss. Thanks a heap.
Just fix the machine so I can drain every last drop of magic from that wand.
The slabs aren't moving. Try bouncing.
Nothing.
Move all the way to the end like we did last time.
Excuse me. We're already at the end.
Then I guess we need more end.
More end! That's it! We need a longer lever!
Definitely longer. Give me a hand.
Let's try it!
Close! But but it's still not working. We've just got to think of something.
Whoa!
Oh. Whoa! Guess you were thinking too hard. Oh, man!
Come on, guys. What do we know? The longer the lever, the more lifting power we have. So all we have to do is find a longer lever.
Yeah, but how long? Trying different lengths could take forever.
Matt, Inez, Jackie, come in!
Didge, what's up?
Hacker straining the magic from the professor's wand into his own body. We gotta stop him!
Okay, but we need Sherry's help. We'll be there as soon as we get her.
Ish! I can't wait that long. I need a plan A.
You'll need more than that.
Huh? How about a plan B?
Matt, do you have more yo-yos?
Yeah, but why?
I made this model to help me think, and I need more yo-yos. See? Lever, fulcrum, slabs, and this is us. If we can figure out how things work with this model, maybe we can find a rule to use with our other lever. Since different lengths lift different weights, we can find the length we need.
Cool. Worth a try.
I want to see how long the lever needs to be to lift two yo-yos, then three, so we can compare the lengths. That should tell us what we need to know.
Great idea. Here. It's not lifting the two yo-yos. We need a longer lever.
Got it!
Yes, long enough for a two yo-yo liftoff.
Hey, check this out. If you measure from the fulcrum to where we push down, the lever that lifted the two yo-yos is twice as long as the lever that lifted one yo-yo.
So maybe a lever three times as long will lift three yo-yos?
This one's three times as long. Let's try it.
Cool. Twice the length lifts twice the weight.
And three times the length lifts three times the weight.
And since we need to lift three slabs instead of one, we need a lever three times as long as the one we used the first time. Let's find one.
Okay, climb aboard, guys.
Please work. Please, please, please work.
It worked! Three times as long lifted three times the weight. Quick, we've got to get Sherry out and stop Hacker.
In a matter of minutes, all the magic will be mine. And you, little cyber turkey, will not thwart my plan this time.
I'm not a thwarter. I was just here to have lunch with the professor. Can I go now?
Not until I've drained every last drop of the wand's magic.
What do we do with the bird, boss?
What do you do with any bird? Cage him!
The end of the maze is on the other side of Enchanter's Arch.
Oh no! Enchanter's Arch is blocked too!
Sherry, are you there?
Matthew, we have to stop Hacker!
We know! We'll get you out in a sec.
Guys, you think a lever will work on six slabs?
Why not? We know how it works. There's a pattern. Three times the length lifted three times the weight. So...
six times the length should lift six times the weight.
Four... five... six!
Six times as long as the first one. Perfect!
Man, that is one long lever.
Got our fulcrum. Now set the lever on top.
Sherry, stand back from the doorway.
Okay, Matthew.
Come on, guys. All aboard.
Go all the way to the end, Matt.
Okay, I'm there, Jax.
The slabs are moving.
Woo-hoo! It worked!
Jackie, Inez! Matthew, I can't thank you enough.
You're welcome.
Sherry, Hacker's got the professor's wand, and he's taking all the magic from it.
Hurry, we'll get my wand.
That's it! I'm done! I'm fully loaded with magic! Watch out, cyberspace! You're about to come under my spell! Whoopsie. I better be careful.
You better give up, you mean.
What?
Easy, Earthlies. The hacker's got magic up his sleeve.
And you cyberbats are just in time to see it work up close and personal.
I don't think so, hacker.
Sherry Spotter? But how? They couldn't possibly have...
But they did. And now I'm going to put a stop to your plans.
No! Is that all you can do, Sherry Spotter?
No, I can and will impede your dastardly plans.
Off, Zibbit, you yammering youngster. Watch this. A tree? Have you taken a leaf of your senses? What? Stop! No!
Oh, hacker, zip it.
Yay! Bravo, Sherry! Bravo!
Really, Matthew?
And now to reverse the flow of magic from you back into the professor's wand. That's done.
Did it!
But wherever can Professor Stumblesnore be? Did Hacker do something to him?
I almost forgot.
Professor? Oh, my.
Much better. Thank you, my dear. Shall we go?